What about the patient with a good risk right now? What's your best thought in terms of what you think your first, second, and third line therapy is going to be?
At the moment, I start them off on one TKI. I split about evenly between the two. We talked about factors before that would, you know, mitigate for me to go to one. And then after that, I run on a sort of mental algorithm of what sort of disease control do I think I'm getting? And how is this patient tolerating this medication? And for each of the TKIs, there are about 20 to 25% of patients where they're miserable. They have rash, hand-foot syndrome, they're fatigued, they do not do well. And their CAT scans, you know, they're photocopies of each other. There may be some necrosis that occurs, particularly over the first few months, and there may be some relative shrinkage, but they're not doing well. In that setting, if I have a stable patient or someone I think has just got the suggestions of progression, my threshold to go to the other drug is now very low.
The other TKI or Bev?
The other, I would go for the other TKI. And also it depends what side effects they've had and how I think they'll do. But I would like to see some more data on sequential Bev after TKIs. I don't think we have enough data on that. Now, there is a caveat there in that given the data we're going to look at this afternoon, if I started off with one of the TKIs, patient didn't do well, and I felt they might do better on a three-weekly infusion of Bev, I may go to that, but I'm not sure that that's a standard. And I think it's likely that Bev will overall, and this needs to be borne out with some more data, will overall be better tolerated by a majority of patients, provided they don't get issues with thrombosis and bleeding and hypertension and proteinuria, which don't occur in that many patients. So it'll be mix and match based on the side effects for the individual patient. But I think we've now got evidence that's come in the clinic and is now published in abstracts but not tested specifically in studies that sequential TKI inhibition can produce responses in people that were resistant or had stable disease, and that the tolerability in terms of the side effect profile between the two agents is different enough so that a patient may have a particular preference for one over the other. And picking them from the start would be nice. We don't have a test for that. And we also have other issues about what a therapeutic dose is in an individual patient that we can get to, if you like. And then I think at the moment I have Bev up my sleeve. I'm working out how that's going to be used. It's by far the most expensive of these therapies, but it's given intravenously. I know the patient's getting it because they get it in quotes in front of me. I suspect it's going to have a place. I think it's just going to take us a while to digest the information, perhaps some other studies.